פרק ראשון, הלוך הג'ימו, מסך הסחלה, דף זוד, אמרו. דף. So, we said that among the Chayyama B'chal of the Firmina Maitre, the Maitre Sheni, the Hekdesh, Shenibdu. So, I mean, but the earlier case of Maitre Risha Shenib Lakhumato, we explained by saying that it was talking about Shibimimo Bishibolim, and therefore it was proper from Firmina Gedola, and how I mean it was, it was proper from Rashis, because from Chala, which is Rashis, from Ashmon, that nonetheless, it's still Chayim and Chala, even though it's partner from everything else. But Maitre Sheni and Hegdesh Shenivdu, what exactly is that coming to us? So Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Chava Barufa, Rabbi Shimon ben Hali, they all, Mata Baba Shem Rabbi Yuda, they Mata the Shmua, he's talking about in the name of Rabbi Yuda, that what we're talking about over here is a case in which the minhada maitre sheni shikdimo bishibolim patur mitruma gedola and with the yona boy kemandiyoma eno kinechasav from kemandiyoma kinechasav hu chayav. The question is like this. When we said in our Mishnah, Maitre Sheni is potter, and we explain that as meaning Kigdimo Bishibolim. Now, this Maitre Sheni, Shigdimo Bishibolim, should be dependent on the Machlokes of whether Maitre Sheni is Mamad Gaboa. In terms of the Ptur of Tumah, that's one thing. But there's a Machlokes, remember, whether Maitre Sheni is considered to be Mamad Hadid or Mamad Gaboa. So if you hold that it's Eno Kinechasa, okay, fine, so I understand that's a question from Truma, because it's a fight you were. So at this point, why should you be fired now? But put your hold that it, that Maitre Sheni is mum and head. So at this point, the Maitre Sheni becomes completely mutter. Or the case of the Maitre Risha we had before, it becomes completely mutter. Wouldn't it be chayav? What are we saying? If it's not yours, it should be. It should be potter. If it is yours, it should be chayav. On my off on its other team, I also essentially held the same thing, but it really depends in the machlokes. Have a maitre rishon hold the kol amamodish in the potter chayav. Now that would mean, if that's true, that maitre rishon where we don't have a machlokes. So according to this, Maitre Rishon, which according to everyone belongs to you, it should definitely be chayav in Truma Gedola. Because you're saying, and this is not like the way we went for the Mishnah Truma, you're saying that the only reason that you would be potter was because it isn't considered to be yours. Okay, so then that's by Maitre Sheni that you were mocked in. But Maitre Rishon, which is definitely yours according to everybody, then you should be chayav. Because it's mom and head. So you should have to take off Truma Gedola from it. Because according to all of those mandiyamim that we just listed, the real reason that we're posturing you in the earlier case is because we view it as mom and gavoa, and not because it's some new drasha about ma'aser mina ma'aser below Truma Gedola, or not because it says chalbo below chalbo mimeno, and not chalbo below chalbo. That's not the point. The issue is, to whom does it belong? So that would mean only Maitre Sheni, which you remarked in, there is Potter because it's Mom and Gavola. That argues on what we were just saying, Abhi Poli. So in other words, all of these argue on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says that Maitre Rishon is also Potter from Gavola. In fact, that was the famous, the classic description of this whole problem. Omer Rish Lakish, Maitre Rishon, Rishon, Shigdimo, Vishibolim, is Potter, not Maitre Sheni. We've been assuming that we're taking for granted. According to all of these Vandiyamim, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, none of them agree with that. They all have a different issue. And that Lamaisa, we have to distinguish between Maitre Sheni and Maitre Risha. If it would be Maitre Risha, we would be Chayav. Magam of Chayav, if you hold that you're Chayav, and according to these sheets, a Maitre Risha is Chayav and Truma Gedola, so then Lachor, the same thing would be that the Truma Maitre itself, that you were Matrish from the Maitre Risha, that was Igdimo Bishibomim, should be Chayav. And there's no such halacha as Maitre Risha, Shigdimo Bishibomim. You're brought from Truma Gedola. Even the Levi is Chayav on the Truma Gedola, on his Chelek of the Maitre, and not, like we said before, you could pot yourself with one Nesina. And what's more, even the Kohen who gets the Truma's Maitre from the Levi would have to take off himself Truma Gedola to be Maitreship, because otherwise it would still be Tevel.
A little while.
What else can you say? The man yomer chayev, I feel it's rumah shabar chayev. The man yomer shalachi says that your potter, he would own even the chulin shabar is potter. There's even the part that is not being given to the lady, not being given to the Torah. It's all potter. Man yomer chayev, a sort of shumat masar amokam acher. Now, how about according to the man yomer, you have to take off from the gedola? What's the problem here? How about if you hold it chayev, you went ahead and you took off this Trumas Meiser for somewhere else that was chayev in Trumas Meiser, and that somewhere else was already topic in Truma Gedola. It was a normal case, right? So in that case, do we also say, because how do we look at it? We say, well, and this touches on the thing that I think is really bothering Barnea. Is it that this thing itself was never really viewed as totally Truma Gedola because it had, as totally Truma's Maitre because it had in it a chelek of Truma Gedola? Because it was really Truma's Maaser. Where's the room in it for taking off Truma Gedola? So suppose now I use this, a pure Truma's Maaser, for something else. So is it that this itself is chayav in Truma Gedola? Or is it that if I'm using it for the thing that was never taken off Truma Gedola, then it too has in the Truma Gedola of that thing. But if I'm setting it aside to use as Truma's Maaser, how can Truma's Maaser include in it any element of Truma Gedola? It's a different matana. So it should be completely Truma's Maaser. And this particular part doesn't need Truma Gedola. So Ma'am Machayev, so Truma's Maaser Mokam Acher. Ma'at Avidla. How do you look at this? How do we look at it for Begadish Shinitma? Bisa Shinitma? We know that it says in our Mishnah, something that is potter from chala, if it's truma, is potter even if it's meduma. He said, right? And Mishnah said a meduma is potter min chala, even though it's chayav and maisi. And the reason that it was potter min chala is because it says the lashon of talimu truma, not something which is already talimu truma, because it itself has already truma in it. You can't make it hollow now. So maybe the point of view is, since this is already truma, because it's truma gedola, it's truma meiser, you can't make it another truma. In the same way that you can't make meduma chala, you shouldn't be able to make truma meiser truma gedola, because you can only make a truma. That's how we darshan it before. We said tarimu tiruma. We made him one truma, and not two trumas. So maybe something is rubbing it. So that could be true. The only thing is that it's not quite the same. That we view it as the Godish Nidma, the Isa Shinidma, Godish Nidma, Hatama Chayav, Isa Shinidma, of Omer Patur. How exactly would this work out if you would say this? In the Mishnah, notice it only mentioned that Chala you don't take out of it. It never mentioned that Truma you don't take out of it. It's on the contrary. The Truma certainly tried to take out Meiser and so on. If you look at that, you prorate the amount of Tevel in it and you take it off. So then maybe the same thing should be true over here. Or we could say,
so you're saying that Chal can't be Chal on a state of Truma.
Right. But you do have to take off Matane from it. Or do we say that since the whole thing we're looking at is a Truma, you can't be take off additional Truma from it? And that's the shame. So do we look at a Goddish that has a mixture of Truma, which is the case that we have over here, that it should be Chayav and Truma, or do we look at it as an Isa that was mixed, and the Isa that was mixed is Sutter Minachala, because we look at it all as Truma? That's the question. How do we look at it? So at this point, you believe that there's a difference between, somehow the difference between Truma from an Isa, which is Chala, and Truma from the Goddish, which is Truma Gedola. So therefore we say, Ma ben Goddish shenidma, li Isa shenidma. What is the reason to distinguish between the two? Why should we say that Chala is one thing and Truma is another thing? Because the Goddish shenidma, you said, even if it was still in its state of Shibboleth, that Achalonizma Avavifrish Mimena Truma Hareze Truma. Isaiah should say, Isaiah is Achalonizma Avavifrish Mimena Chala Eina Chala. The Tanina Tamana Mafrish Chala Kemach Eina Chala the Gezel Biat Kohen. The difference is that if you go ahead and you're Mafrish from Shibolim, so then even if it's not Chayev, because Truma is only Chayev when it's Ibgen, when you make the miruach and you make a pile and you smooth out the pile, and that's only the time that you're chayav. But nonetheless, if you went ahead and you took it off the shibolim, the truma is still chal. So therefore, once it goes ahead now and it becomes dimua, it was already shayach the truma before. So it remains chayav in truma. Like shaken in isa, you can't take off chala before you have the isa. It's a joke. It's not chala at all. Chala becomes shayach to chala only in the Nisa. So therefore we have to view it in the state that it is now in the Nisa. Mashen came, when it comes to the Kri, we don't have to view it as we view it in the Kri, because it was shayach to give Truma before. And that's why we would not darshan the King Kavimu to be limiting the Truma that we can take off from a Kri, even though it would be limiting what we could take off from an Nisa. Continues the Mishnah. Umotah ha'omer. So the leftovers of the omer, which is always leftovers of the omer, because you put it through 13 different levels of seeds, which means that the Mishnah is the lowest of Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is not going to Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. Mechayev b'chalal ma'asot. We'll see that according to Rabbi Akiva, the most omer is chayev in everything. It's chayev in Tumas and Maisim. It's chayev also in chala. Not like what our Mishnah is saying. And, okay, the question is whether the miruah for the hegdish potters something permanently or not. Tvua shalo evi ashlish, my time of the rabbanim, with this halacha, the rabbanim say that you're chayev, even if it's tvua shalo evi ashlish, if you make it into an isa, you're chayev in chala. What is the basis of this? Since you're prosser from matale, this was lo evi ashlish. My time of the Rabbanim, because it says the lashon of lechem the petah, and it says the lashon of lechem by chala. So my lechem anemar the petah is defined as a davar shu bali day matzah v'chametz, aflas mishema b'chala, davar shu bali day matzah v'chametz. The svar of the Rabbanim is that the definition of lechem is different when it comes to chala than the definition of grain is when it comes to matzah. Grain is maturation, and lechem is the possibility of fermentation. So therefore, when it comes to taking off challah, you go according to the standards of the dough, the lechem, not according to the standards of the grain. And Rabbi Elazar, who argues, he says, it says, Kitrumas Goren, King Tarimo of Sarah, is finished by challah. But challah is considered to be the equivalent of the dinim of Meiser, the dinim of normal trumas. So if trumas goren has to do with the maturation of the botanical fruit, So Matrimas Garns me Peyroche Vyoshlish, after mature enough. We learned that out from the Lashon of Zera. Remember that the less than a shlish, the tour has to be roi to bring out peyrot. So being as the seeds are immature and will not germinate, from a male it's not considered to be biologically, it's not considered to be a fruit yet. Because it can't create fruit. It does not have viable germ cells. And if that's the case, then the peyrot here too, by chalas, well, it has nothing to do with fruit, that's to adult, but the Torah compares it to true mazgorim. And therefore, my hatha, really, peyrot should be a shlish. So what? You mean Rabbi Elazar was never makabel the gzereshava of lechem lechem? You tell me the last way Rabbi Elazar lechem lechem, doesn't he hold of the hekesh of challah to lechem? But all along we learned, remember way back in the beginning of the Masechta, we learned that the reason that the chameshes haminim are the only thing that are chayav in challah is because it was compared to lechem on Pesach, and we said these are the only things that are born in Echimut. So I understand, why do we compare it in terms of defining which species are chayav and challah, and not compare it in terms of defining what level of maturation is chayav and challah? It's very arbitrary. Use the comparison to Pesach, remember earlier, to say what grains is the Torah referring to when it says a chayav and challah. So well, it has to be referring to the same grains that create the lechem, it's referring to a Pesach. Those are only grains that can be proven to produce the type of fermentation that is edible that we call chimut, as opposed to other types of fermentation that we call decay, rotting. Right? So we said we experimented, we found these were the only meat in them. Okay? So it means he's learning it out from Pesach. So now, but when it comes to how mature the grain has to be, then he says, oh, no, don't learn that out from Pesach. That's a different thing. Why not? Ashka, tell me the shame of the love. Ein achayelet b'chala, ve'ein adam yotzei yedei chavato b'pesach. And the truth is that we have a variety that says that tvua, that is immature, you can't be yotzei on Pesach either. So you see that even if he's learning lechem from Pesach, it's not a problem because he also learns that grain by Pesach has to be mature. And in which case, it doesn't mean necessarily that he's learning it out of Meister. He may be learning out of Pesach, and what his mocker is, that's a separate issue. But certainly, it's a din in Pesach, not necessarily a din of Meister. Now, Maoshi Chayev Alechem Shalom Mishum.
What about that was unwritten?
What do you mean? What's missing?
The grain, that the basis is that
you need to be
a
Jewish, even
within
Pesach. It's perfect. You're not a Jewish. What do you mean, unwritten?
Oh, what does that sit on? And that we have that which is not seen in the
Jewish. Yes, obviously. What else can we say? So, Mao Shechayavim Alechem Shalom Mishum Chadash. Another question over here is, Chadash, remember, was also learned about lechem, but we have a lechem, koli, the carmel, correct? So the lechem we learned out from Pesach, and if that's the case, then it's something that's not called lechem for Pesach should not be offer to use as chadash. I shouldn't need the owner for it, because that's what defines lechem. So if I have grain now that is immature, and I want to go ahead now and pop it. Do they have pop corn from it? Or pop wheat? So roast wheat. So then there shouldn't be an issue of chodesh because it's not mature. This is lechem, the koli, the carmel, the tochel. We already saw what this means. Eshe chayavim al koli shalom shum chadash. Chayavim al lechem shalom shum chadash. Eshe ein chayavim al koli shalom shum chadash. Ein chayavim al lechem shalom shum chadash. Now the point over here is that you would be right except for the fact that the Torah compares lechem to koli. And therefore, if prophet mishlish, you're chayav for koli, because I mean the only reason that we would talk to you from kodesh is because it's not called lechem. For koli it makes absolutely no difference whether it's mature or not. So if it's considered to be good popped grain for koli, then by definition, there's a chiyuv of chodesh on a terekin. And therefore, you cannot rely on this to pass you from chodesh.
Even less than three,
she's still chayav because the kolli would be chayav. Other is the irasiv aser ta aser et kol tvuat zar acha. This is the reason that prophecy shlish is proper. Why does it say tvuat zar acha? You'll notice that it's talking about the, I mean, obviously tvuah, which means the produce of, is always the produce of seeds. I mean, it's not, what else is it referring to? I mean, it's not referring to a lab that's producing these things out of chemicals. So therefore, when it's talking about tvuat zar acha, it's got to be defining tvuah as being capable of being mazriya. So that means tvuah is something which, if you would plant it, would be matzniya. Sedover shuhu nizol matzniya. Yatami prakoti shlish. You're talking about if it's not one third, it's not mature enough to produce an imizra eno matzniya. And therefore, if you plant it, it won't grow. Now, apshita ad rabbanim bayin pachot mishlish she'ino nigrar le'inyan hama'atzot. There's no question. If you have now, we have the din of gorer, mixing things that are not chayev with things that are chayev. So it's obvious that if you would mix now things that grew that are pachot mishlish, and you mix this with mature grain, you're not going to say over there that you will be machayev the immature grain. Because this whole halacha of Grira that we spoke about before, we never learned in the Rabbanim anyway. We only learned it according to Rav Elazar. My question would only be, the Kiyah by Yosef Sha'al, what about Al Daitit Rav Elazar? Ma'ashe Yigra Yizichala Yisata Oret. Remember that we saw before that even though things like Oret are potter from Chala, that if you have mixtures of orez and other things, since the isa itself now becomes a valid isa in terms of arisa tehen, and you can be gorer it, would you say the same thing about grain that is pachot mishlish? It should be as if it's another species, but mixing another species is b'chai bolting in chala. Or do we say that this is it's a problem in its own physical structure, as opposed to something that would be normally included in Arisa Techet. Shmuel bar Abba boy. Which part? Is the din of Grira? You're familiar with the din of Grira? I assume that you missed that day, that those days. Okay, so there's a halacha that, which is dependent on the mocker, whether the mocker is Arisa Techet, the mocker is Rechem Mipesach, which is a machot for a blessing of Rechem at the beginning of the Pesach, whether other species can be Negro rote with the Chamesha Chamin, no, to make up a type of dough, which would be higher than power. So the question is whether immature grain would also be included in that machlokin. Shmuel bar Abba boy, Kizel Chadash V'Yashan B'Chala. When we're talking about, it says normally, you can't take off Truma, and a Chadash on a Yashan. Normally that means you can't take, we had this whole thing by the owner, you can't take off from one year's produce on the other year's produce. But that's where it's been in produce. Now, we're comparing now challah to truma. But challah isn't produce. Challah is grain. It has nothing to do with where the grain came from. I mean, it has to do with my making a dough. That's the first time that I worry about its gracious element. What then would define the cutoff point for a chadash and yashan, again, not to be confused with chadash and yashan in terms of the omer, chadash and yashan in terms of the shana she'avra with the shana chadasha, when it comes to challah, what would define the...
If I have 5 years of grain in my storehouse, I'm not going to make a difference of which flour I cook to make the stuff. That's not the question
we're raising. Well, no, maybe it is. We need to understand what defines yashan. So, I mean, we now have a clue. You have shtesadot. Say a chatevi a shlish. So you have a field that has the mature grain in it before Rosh Hashanah, and a chat has immature grain before Rosh Hashanah. A chat b'chot mishlish. So, in these things, the chala a chat, you can go ahead and take off chala from it. But lamasrot, it would be two completely different years. Because for Meister, you go according to the production. And then it would be minachodesh al yashin and minayashin al chodesh. You can't take off from one year on the other. But when it comes to challah, once the grain was made out of grain that was bala chala for you, well, we don't like here about what it was at the time of the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah had been for agriculture. So the Meister it would be Stein.
You could mix the two.
But Achat Pachot Mishlish, the Achat Asadim, let's say one of them was less than a Shlish before Rosh Hashanah, and one of them was still considered to be Aseth. It wasn't considered to be two at all. Okay? So in other words, it didn't grow yet identifiably until the next year. It grew all the next year. So now, l'chala, that could be shtayim. You can't make a sabim into an isa at all. It's not going to be tefillah. So you can't make dough out of it. There's nothing to make dough out of. It's just a grass at this point. It's not a grain. So for chala, that would forever be considered to be minar chadash al yoshin. But for meiser, since it only matures shlish the next year, so for meiser it would be achas. So the mitzvah in that case would be achas.
And also how much the same with so little work, just from the gathering of the set.
No, that's how they talk to me, Rishon.
It's incredible.
Well, you didn't just notice it.
It's particularly striking because when you understand what chala
is. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, it's always like that. It's like the chala. Assuming the men are not the knowledge. The achas would be a shlish, the achas as sabim. In the case we have one that was maybe shlish before and one that wasn't, so now the question over here is that the asabim would be considered to be a chodesh because they only came to be a maybe shlish lacha Rosh Hashanah. So the one that was maybe a shlish would be for a yeshana for Gavi Meisik. So then they look all of them and that's for Shtai. And no matter how you look at it, it would be tarnished by you'd have to take off two separate years from it, because one of them had matured before, with a shlish before Rosh Hashanah, and one of them was only asabim before Rosh Hashanah.
Now,
they're mixed
together, and only made into a dough?
Yeah, so they got the challah made into a dough, and like this, it's a dough. They want to take off from one year, and now they're mature, or now they're a dough.
Now it's there to go.
Yeah.
And now you have to take off two separate mice
for
this.
Right. That's right. Because you have one from one year, one from another year.
But I can make it one dough, but I have to give someone else.
Yeah.
You throw away the
percentage. Yeah, you have to take for something else, or take minei ubei and mix it and so on. Now, benatayim ma. Now, what about the things that we didn't include? As we have a list of things in the Mishnah. The Mishnah contrasts things. Where are we going to do that?
No.
But the Mishnah makes a contrast of things that are chai and chala and the quater meister. And then it says, in the end, the opposite case. There are purim and a chala and a chayav in the meister. Right? Now there are things that are caught in the ratio, but not, the opposite aren't mentioned in the sefer. The Gemara will go through which things we're talking about. But the Mishnah is not really completely parallel. So the question is, what is included in those? What about the things that are not mentioned as a contrast? What is their halacha? So then we'll go through each case. The Yonah B'Shem Rishlokish says, well, Benatayim Kabrishona. Is anything that isn't mentioned in the opposite way is the way it was in the ratio. There's Pasha for Meiser, and there's Chayev and Chala. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, anything that isn't mentioned is the same with Shimon Lakish, that Benatayim is Ikeba Akhlona. Okay, now, can we be a little bit more specific? Eze Benatayim? Well, for instance, I always say Eze Benatayim. So if somebody goes ahead, and he makes now Isan and Hatava, which we didn't speak about. So now What would be the din regarding chala and truma and so on? So you have now the chala, chayevet the truma, and truma chayevet the chala. How do I know that if it's chala, I didn't take off truma? I have to take off truma. May I share chala chayevet the truma? Rav Yitzchak b'shem Yisroel Lamarta b'shem Rav says because it says chala terimu truma. That's mashma mi chala terimu truma. And also the opposite is true. Minayisha truma chayevet chala. Well, I mean, I can also assume that min kushui pachan haben kha. It's because you have a problem that you can interpret the pasuk. I mean, the fact is that it doesn't. We don't have a separate drasha for this particular thing, but we understand it from this pasuk as well. In other words, mi'ota shekatub bareishis tarimu chala. And we're going to also darshan it backwards. You call something reishis, but you call chala reishis. So if that's the case, so chala tarimu truma means from the truma of that which was called reishis. This truma is also called reishis. So we do both of them. So what we're saying is like this. The Reisha mentions
the
Feresh.
In the case where the Shuma wasn't dealt with already, then Chala can't be silent.
Right. So even though we said Meduma is Pasha from Chala, and the Chara, I mean, Meduma is only partially Shuma, we said, because it's Shuma, we can't take off Chala. So we're saying now, but if it's Shuma, it's Shuma Chaya from Chala. Why is that a contradiction to the Mishnah? That's not being a time. It's been a time since we didn't talk about truma, but we talked about meduma. Meduma is only a mixture of truma. So if a meduma is plus from chala, it's crazy to say that truma itself is higher than chala. So how do we understand that? We're going to have to say that it's talking about there that we made the dough after it was truma. Now, she'en came, the case that we're talking about is where it was teva. We made the dough when it was teva. Now we took off truma. Is the truma chayev and chala? Because the dough was chayev and chala. It's teva. That's similar to the case we had before about the truma gadola having been chayev before. The truma is my teva, be chayev before truma gadola. So this is not to be confused.
The chala.
One was talking about teva dough. Now I take off truma from teva dough. What's the din on the truma portion of that dough? Do we say since I took off reishis, there's only one reishis? Or is there a difference, as we saw, between the agricultural reishis and the technical reishis? The agricultural reishis is truma gadola. But the technical, meaning the human technique, which creates the dough, is a different reishis. And that's what we're looking for over here.
That could go both ways, right? I can discuss whether on the chalak take off, whether it has a chiyuv of truma, and I can discuss whether on the truma I take off.
It does go both ways. It could go. I do discuss it both ways.
Actually, I just put like in the meduma, the topic was that truma, which is already higher than truma, has gotten mixed into a dough which is now becoming higher. As opposed to here where the chiyuv is waiting and the truma is waiting and but already there, and that
you're going to drive yourself crazy, not only me crazy. I know what you're talking about, and I don't believe you know what you're talking about. Basically, you're just describing what the Gemara just said. What I just said. We have a case in the Gemara that's talking about truma being higher than chala, and chala being higher than truma. We have another case in the Mishnah that says that meduma is farther from chala. Okay. And the difference between them is, I think, what you're trying to say, which is what I just said. But if something was chayev and chala as tevel, and I take off truma from it, the drush that I just made tells me I still take off chala from truma.
So when Rebbe says that,
you're just finished, by the way.
Rebbe says, you know what you're saying. I have tevel, and when I take off the chala, I take off the truma.
Take off the truma, I still have to take off chala. I have Isas Teva.
I have to take off Truma from the Chala which I took off.
No, I have to take off Chala from the Truma which I took off is what we were discussing.
Okay.
Because we were interested in contrasting it to the case of the Meduma where I take off Chala from the Truma.
Right, okay.
So I'm distinguishing between the two cases. I mean, the Gemara doesn't even talk about it. It's explaining Why it's not a contradiction to the Sefer. Gemara claims that this is Bein HaTayim. Why is it Bein HaTayim? Why isn't it included in Meduma? I'm explaining why it's not included in Meduma, that's all.
Wordplay
as in tongues or seriously?